The search for the new head coach for the Los Angeles Rams is officially complete, with Sean McVay just finishing up his introductory press conference. I'm with General Manager Les Snead. What stood out to you about McVay when you met him the first time, and then at what point were you like, this is our guy?
When you meet him the first time, you feel the energy, you feel the passion, you talk football with him. He's got a clear and concise way of letting you know, presenting, this is what we're going to do, both sides of the ball. This is how we're going to execute, and this is how we're going to win games. And then you've done the research on the front end, and a lot of the players would say that guess what? He taught them concepts that were very complicated at times, but in a very clear way that let them go play fast. But so you get the research, and then you meet him, and everything that was said, you're feeling it right there, and you walk out of that room and go, wow, I'll follow that guy up a hill.
Did you have any reservations going into that interview that he needed to make sure he checked off the list?
Well, I think it seems like, I'm not sure, right, that he's 30. I don't
really?
Know. Have we heard that?
I haven't heard it at all.
So it seems like anytime you're going to hire a 30-year-old as a head coach, you want to ask the question, is he ready? That's obvious. I think everybody's asked it. But you do the research, too, and all the names have been mentioned. There's been a lot of successful head coaches, whether it was Mike McCarthy, Mike Tomlin, Don Shula. Kevin can rattle off plenty of names. But you wanted to figure out why they were, and does Sean have some of the same, traits to be able to lead that? So guess what? Through the process, you checked off that box and you came away and going, okay, he's young, but actually don't think it's a negative, think it's a positive.
Exactly, because he might be young, but the entire Rams roster is young. So do you think that's actually going to be an advantage for him to be able to relate and get through to these players?
Definitely. I think Marshall Faulk and I had that conversation where, it was interesting. At first he was thinking, hey, you might need a veteran to teach these young guys what to do. But after meeting Sean, we had the conversation, you know what? I think I might be wrong. I'm changing my mind, because this kid can relate to those players better than I can. And that's something special. And then I think when you actually talk to the players he coached, young and old, successful and some highly successful, whether it was, their skill players, their quarterback, their defenders, they all came back with a thumbs up, said, you know what? He's ready.
How excited are you to be a part of this process moving forward?
Oh, it's always with this. Anytime you get an opportunity to work in this league, be in this role, that's you can't be thrilled enough. You understand the magnitude of it. It's a very, it's very weighted. There's a lot on it. Understand the responsibility and what, our fans want, what our owner wants. And we got to go get it done. But very thrilled to be working with Sean and partnering with him, and along with Stan, Kevin, and seeing what we can do in reaching our potential.
And how quickly does that process start? When do you start meeting with Coach McVay, talking a little bit about the evaluations that you've done on potential prospects and players throughout the league at this point? When does that start
to happen? Interesting. It probably started first interview. Mm-hmm. That was probably, we have joked about it. That was probably the first staff meeting that we had. Because in that setting, it's a 5 or 6 hour meeting where you go over a lot. And what's interesting, it's 6 hours of probably no breaks. A little bit of water here and there, or I like to say, green tea or something, but it's wide open. And I think we had our first staff meeting then, but you'll hit the ground running, and we did yesterday. And with the first big rock being the staff, and then we'll go from there.
What is next? Is that what's next? Is talking about the draft process, the combine coming up, the Senior Bowl coming up? Is that what's next?
Yeah.
What's next
yeah.
for the relationship?
There's a lot
with you
that's
two.
Next, right?
Yeah.
And again, his coaching staff's important, figuring that aspect out. But yes, now once we get his coaching staff in, it's, hey, they have the schemes that got to be executed on game day. We got to figure out what fits those schemes, what makes those schemes work. And we evaluate our team, who fits, who doesn't. Now you get to the draft and free agency and start putting the whole puzzle together about, hey, the 2017 Rams and what it's going to look like.
When the last game ended, there was a lot of unanswered questions at this point. Now there's a lot of questions that have been answered, obviously more to come. But how are you feeling right now sitting in that chair knowing the answer of who the head coach is and the direction this program is moving?
Of all the questions that need to be answered, that was number one. That was the most important one, obviously, and And to get that one solidified allows you now to begin figuring out the answers to the rest of the questions.
Awesome. Thanks so much for sitting down with me. I appreciate it. We're going to have more exclusive content on theRams.com.